This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview, way short. Rebound Redskins, up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp, a bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow. Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Walked on the play.
Wow.
Walked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp airmails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Pauline Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
This
is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. We are here at Troy this evening for a boys Division IV sectional championship game featuring Newton and Rushi. Rushi Raiders shooting around down to our left. Newton Indians to our right. Newton, an upstart team, a club that's overachieved this year, according to fans and the head coach, Mike Cantrell. 15-9 on the year, 5-6 in the WOAC. Rushi Raiders, coached by Spencer Cordonier, have been splendid. 23-1 on the season, 11-1 to close out the Shelby County Athletic League and win it outright. As I mentioned, Coach Cantrell at Newton remarked to me earlier today, a lot of people thought we'd be a 2 or 3 win team way back in October. But when you do things right, good things happen. For example, our kids guard exceptionally well, he said. Defense always travels. He went on to say that from the start, the mindset is how hard we can play, how hard we can guard, and how well we can take care of the basketball, take good shots, and fight for each other. Chuck, understatement to say Newton's got to do every single one of those things extremely well here tonight to stay in the game against Rushi.
Well, I think the hard part's going to be guarding, and they can play hard. There's just so many weapons, so many different things they run at you. But he's right, boy. If they take care of the basketball, and if they can not let Rushi get 2 and 3 putbacks, so they get a lot of offensive rebounds, and if they can shoot a decent percentage, they can stay in the game.
Looking down through the schedule for the Southeastern Indians, you see some good losses by 6 to Franklin Monroe, by 4 to Brookville. You see a bad loss at Miami Valley by 11, 57-46. That was way back in early December. This team handled Houston and Fairlawn as it should. Nice little stretch of 3 wins in 4 games and 5 wins in 7 since Tuesday, February 6th. And on that night, this Newton team defeated Botkins 62-60. Boy, what a triumph that was for the Newton Indians, as the good guard, Quinn Peters, threw in 28 points. He had 3 threes. He was backed up by Max Newhouse in the middle with 14. And a teammate, Cornett, for Newton in that game, added 10. Luke Cornett, who's averaging 9. Peters, by the way, is at 18-4. Emmanuel Christian, in the previous tournament game, did a pretty good job on Peters, put the clamps on him, held him to 13 points, 2 threes, but Newhouse poured in 9 in the post, all in the fourth quarter, to send Newton to that victory over Emmanuel Christian. For Rushi, Chuck, it was a microcosm of the whole year. 6 young men in double figures.
They just got, and it could be 6 or 7 again tonight, and it might be 2 other ones. I mean, you just never know. Grogene has really come in. He plays, he's picked up his defense, which is where he kind of had a little bit of a problem. But boy, the kid can flat out shoot it. And then you go to the big kids, and Francis, Quinner, Borchers, York, Cordonier, and Monin. My goodness, that is just, that's murderer's row for a basketball team.
Yeah, and Rushi's resounding 82-15 victory over Tri-County North. The Raiders held the opponent to 8 in the first quarter, 10 at halftime, 12 at the end of 3, 15 at the end of the fourth quarter, only 7 points over the final 3 quarters by Tri-County North. Yeah, those numbers are quite outrageous, you might say. Tri-County North pretty weak, but Rushi has done that to opponents all year long, with 20 to 30 point wins over about 7 or 8 very good clubs throughout the campaign. As Chuck alluded, the balance all year long and in the previous tournament game, amazing, incredible. Vince Borchers, who is the lowest scoring per game starter, tallied 13 in the win over Tri-County North. Felix Francis at 12, Braylon Cordonier at 12. Braden Monin, 11. Jackson Grojean, Benjamin York had 10 each. Dominic Francis pumped in 7 off the bench. And the deflections, the altered shots, the steals, the block shots, Rushi gets them all. They turn them into points.
They do everything, and you're right. I mean, there is no weakness in the team except free throw shooting, and that comes in spurts. But if you want to find one place where they have struggled during the season, it's their free throw shooting percentage. And they make up for it with probably about 15 dunks or layups and 2 or 3 dunks a game. So you can make up with missed free throws if you're that good offensively.
Yeah, foul shooting for the Raiders is starting to get a little bit better. Felix Francis, 85% on the year. Braden Monin at 70. Three or four players who log a lot of minutes haven't reached the 60% mark at the stripe. So that is a factor. 12 of 17 the other night at the free throw line against Tri-County North under no pressure.
Yeah, there was absolutely no pressure from the beginning of that game. The game was over in the first 3 minutes. And you're right, when it's like Franklin Monroe against Laramie on Saturday. Just unbelievable shooting, and once you may start making those shots and see them go in, it just becomes infectious.
It is contagious, that's for sure. Rushi Raiders, Newton Indians. Newton not given much of a chance here tonight, but it's a club that's overachieved this year. It's on a roll. It's playing its best basketball of the campaign, and we'll see what happens. More pregame coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Troy on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth.
To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
The two head coaches here tonight for this game, outstanding resumes. Spencer Cordonier Ferrucci, more than 20 years coaching basketball, five as varsity coach at Ruschi for boys, four on the girls' side. Mike Cantrell, who is the head man at Newton, recently was on the staff at Lehman Catholic as an assistant varsity coach, head JV boys coach at Lehman for a season. He's had 4 years as the head man at Mechanicsburg. He was also the varsity assistant at Mechanicsburg for three. Fairbanks, head boys coach for two, was up in Michigan at Midland, Michigan, as head JV boys coach for a couple years. And as I mentioned, Lehman Catholic JV boys coach for one season recently. And Coach Cantrell currently teaches at Newton High School through the Upper Valley Career Center. He teaches information technology and media. And I tell you what, Chuck, I saw him at work in the Emmanuel Christian game. I really enjoyed the timing when he took breaks for his team. His timeouts were excellent. His substitution patterns were very good. And he's starting two different players tonight that he began in the game against Emmanuel Christian. So there is some depth, and he's going to work his club the best he can. It's a team that was lost, you might say, according to most fans, back before the season started. Two wins, maybe, hopeless. And here we are, double-digit triumphs on the campaign winning record for Newton.
Well, yeah, he's going to have to do what he talked about. He's going to have to stay calm with them. He's going to have to tell them you're going to weather some runs, because Ruschi gets runs against everybody, and you got to try to limit those. He's going to have to think about timeouts strategically, like you talked about in the Emmanuel Christian game, and that's the way that they have a chance to stay in the basketball game.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Ruschi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight. Key building components for sure. And I think most of them are incumbent on Newton, doing a number of things well. As Chuck and I have already alluded, Newton simply has to take care of the basketball. Give up as few gimme easy transition baskets to Ruschi as possible. And the leading scorer, Quinn Peters, who can launch it from three-point land and is averaging 18.4, needs every bit of that, probably 5 or 6 points more, in order for this Newton club to stay with Ruschi here tonight. The two teams have played Botkins a combined total of three times. Ruschi won by 5 and 13, and Newton nipped Botkins in a thriller on a Quinn Peters shot from around midcourt. It was a buzzer beater to take that contest 62-60. Numerous key building components here tonight in this game. And there are key building components for Francis Schulze and Ruschi as well. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Ruschi. Francis Schulze, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thanks to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney here on scoresbroadcast.com. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Ruschi Newton here at Troy. It's a district semifinal or sectional final, depending on which way you look at it. I'm Jack, along with Chuck. Raiders and Indians on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy, and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecon in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecon.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again here at Troy. Tentative starting lineups for this game here tonight for Rushi. Braylon Cordonier, 6'4" junior in the opening five. He's at 9 points a game. Vince Borcher, 6'1" junior at 5.7. Braden Monin, 6'2" senior, 10.5 per outing. Hayden Quinter, 6'2" senior, 9.7 a game. Felix Francis, 6'5" senior, 9.4 points a game. Amazingly, Chuck, Rushi now has one player on the roster, just a single starter, over 10 points a game, and that's Braden Monin.
Yeah, well, I mean, they don't have anybody. You can't come out there and go, man, if we stop Quinter, we'll go win the basketball game, because they just got too many weapons. In my opinion, I've seen a lot of basketball. I think this is the best Division IV team that I've seen come out of the Piqua Troy sectional since I've been doing this. I mean, the Botkins team that won it a couple of years ago, they were outstanding. If you go back to a couple of the Fort Loramie teams when they had Brandewee, and they were really good teams too. I just don't think any of them were quite this talented as far down the bench.
Well, this team a year ago, most of the very same players led Richmond Heights, that athletic Richmond Heights team, which should have been playing D2, was in D4. Rushi led them 37-36 very late in the third quarter, and that was a far better Richmond Heights team that lost to Botkins,
yes,
2 years prior.
Absolutely.
Tentative starters for Newton here in this game. Quinn Peters, 5'10", senior guard, 18.4 per outing. Luke Cornett at 9 a game, 5'10", sophomore out front. Ty Schauer, 6 points a game, 5'9", senior. Opens in the beginning five, Austin Tippy, 6'4", sophomore to forward. Brady Wackler, 2 points a game, 6'2", junior, in the opening five as well. You can expect to see the likes of Rhett Kofer, a 5'9 sophomore, and Max Newhouse, a 6'4 junior, off the bench quite readily. Hey, to get your car or truck running right and back on the road, take the road to the intersection of Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru has got a tremendous reputation for vehicle service and repair, plus towing available 24/7. Meyer's is second to none, serving Dark Miami and Shelby counties. You see, Meyer's has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years. You can always take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-through too. In Newport, at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts, Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. And so many thanks to another Rushi sponsor, a new one, the Rushi Inn. Hey, don't search for the best morning breakfast any longer. The aroma of fresh eggs cooking, hot coffee percolating, are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main at the Rushi Inn. It serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 a.m. breakfasts enjoyed from 5:30 to 10. The Rushi in the Inn thing for early breakfast away from home or before you start a long day at work. And don't forget, from 11 to 1, Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials and pizza and wings and more. The popular Inn thing for food out, the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out, the Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. A lot of red and blue here tonight at the Troy Gymnasium. Big section across the way of Rushi fans who have filled about half the far side already. We've still got 7 or 8 minutes before the tip, and the Rushi students in the end zone.
Yep, they brought a crowd, and why not? This team is so much fun to watch.
Keep in mind, we've got 3 games tomorrow for you on scorersbroadcast.com. On the air at about a quarter till 10 in the morning, Rushi Bodkins Girls Division 4 District Championship, followed up at 11:45 by Fort Loramie Girls against Fayetteville Perry. And then tomorrow evening, it's an early evening start, 6 o'clock tip on the air at 5:20. Bodkins Boys against Lehman Catholic, that game last year between the two. A buzzer beater by Meyer to win it by the Trojans over the Cavaliers. Who knows, might be a close, tight struggle and a repeat again this season. Should be a great game, Chuck.
It should be a good one. I mean, Bodkins has played a more stringent schedule, but Lehman has got some talent. I'll tell you what, the O'Leary kid can come out here and play with anybody in this tournament. And then, you know, they've got some help on the outside. He has to have a great game for him. And he's not going to get you 25 or 30. But if he gets you 15 and facilitates another 5 or 6 assists, that's where he is at his strength.
Hey, the Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie is at 15 Elm Street. And it's the family salon for mom, dad, the adult children, all the kids. We've been styling at Cutaway for 40 years. We will style, you will smile at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Stylist, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Walk into Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie and come out styling at Cutaway, 15 Elm Street, Fort Loramie, the family salon. We've got the starting lineups opening tip in about 3 to 4 minutes. Rushi Raiders, Newton Indians on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/
shelbycoVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Now, by the way, the winner of this game here tonight advances on to play in a district championship 1 week from tomorrow at the UD Arena in the evening at a time to be determined against a Ross district champ. So the winner of this game advances on, gets a district bid 1 week from tomorrow night against a club that wins a Ross sectional. There's a real good game going on at Pickwick tonight.
That's a good one.
In one of the two brackets, Troy Christian, Cedarville. As those two clubs tie into each other, Eagles and Indians, Troy Christian, Cedarville, tonight at Pickwood, D4 boys. If we get a score along the way, we will pass it on to you. But tomorrow night, it's Botkins Lehman right here at 6, Jackson Center, Franklin Monroe at Pickwood at 6. We are broadcasting tomorrow night from here at Troy. Opening five has just been introduced for Newton. Quinn Peters, 5'10 senior guard. Luke Cornett, 5'10 sophomore guard. They're joined by Ty Schauer, 5'9 senior out front. Austin Tipple in the opening five, 6'4" soft. And the fifth starter is Brady Wackler, a 6'2" junior. Head coach Mike Cantrell. Rushi Raiders being introduced momentarily. Good atmosphere here at Troy tonight, Chuck. You get the feel that maybe 2 or 3 games are being played and people are filing in representing 5 or 6 schools. No, it's a good following from both Rushi and Newton, as it should be.
It's a great crowd, and I'm sitting here thinking about Piqua, which is where this would have been played every other year. I think this would have been pretty full. Pickwood's gym would have been full, because this place has got to hold about 1,000 people more, doesn't it? And, I mean, that's just a guess. I'm not really good at estimating, but it's definitely bigger than Piqua.
Yeah, I'd say a little more for certain. simply because of the far side here at Troy. You've got 30 rows plus some end zone seating. Keep in mind, double-decker both sides at Pickwick Garber Gym. I'd say Pickwick would seat maybe a few hundred less than Troy.
So. I think so.
Fairly comparable. Rushi Raiders, as we noted just a few minutes ago, Felix Francis at the post, 6'5 senior, Aiden Quinter to wing, 6'2 senior, Braden Monin out front, a 6'2 senior, Vince Borchers at a guard, a 6'1 junior, Braylon Cordonier at forward, a 6'4" junior. Opening tip to start the game, won by Newton, handled by Luke Cornett. Cornett out at the top of the circle, has it poked away on the play by Vince Borchers. Ball rolling far into the floor, still rolling. It's going out of bounds, and who got a piece of it last? It was touched on the play by Newton.
It hit Cornett's foot as it was rolling across the end line, and boy, what a hustle play by Borchers that time.
Ball was shaken loose out in the half court beyond the top of the circle. On Newton's side of the floor, it rolled all the way down the court. What a hustle play by Borchers. And then the Raiders make a bad pass. Second throw after the inbounds taken away by the Newton Indians. Indians have Cornett, baseline left. Hands off to a power forward, baseline, jumper good.
Yep.
Nice shot pumped in by Austin Tippy, 6'4", sophomore player. Good baseline, Jay. He did not start in the previous game. Rushi with a couple of mistakes here in the first minute. Ball fumbled 25 feet out on the floor, and then the Raiders dive back in aggressively. A little over-anxiety trying to get the steal right back, and a foul on Rushi. 2-0 in favor of the Newton Indians. Here comes Newton to midcourt. Austin Tippy is 23. He makes an errant throw, picked off on the play by Monin of Rushi. He glides to the rim, scores with the left hand. There's that steal before Newton got the ball to the timeline. Rushi took it away and turned the transition into an easy deuce. Another steal at midcourt. Quinter digs it off the hardwood, and he's tripped.
Yeah, they got a sophomore trying to handle the basketball on top, and that's gonna be a recipe for disaster.
In fact, in the starting five for Newton are two softs. We'll see what Coach Cantrell does. He's got Rhett Kofer and Max Newhouse, a junior, waiting in the wings. Game tied at two. We played 90 seconds. Monin outside the arc on the right to Cordonier, right wing to Quinter. Quinter looks over the defense. It appears to be a man-to-man at the outset for Newton. Deep left corner, Borchers. Good angle pass to Cordonier. He goes opposite to Quinter. Quinter's behind the arc and swishes it. Hayden Quinter, a launch from three-point land. 5-2, Rushi. 2 minutes gone, opening period. Raiders, of course, putting on the heat in backcourt. A lot of pressure. Ball deflected out of bounds.
You never rest. You just don't get a rest when you play Rushi, and you're not used to this.
You've got to go meet the ball on every single pass because you don't know who's lurking at your side. These Raiders are quick. They've all got a long reach. They've got hop in their legs, and they will take it away from you in a heartbeat. Just like then, top of the circle, dribbling with the ball was Brady Wackler, stolen by the Raiders. Bounce pass up ahead to Monin, too far, and it goes out of bounds. Three turnovers here at the outset. Head coach Spencer Cordonier not pleased with that. He makes a quick pair of substitutions.
Yeah, he can't be happy with that. I mean, two of them were just people trying to drive through the lane and got picked. That was just a pass that was way off the mark.
Austin Tippy has got the basket so far in this contest for Newton. Rushi's got two field goals. One a triple by Quinter. Oh, my goodness. Newton taking forever in the backcourt. And the Indians simply didn't get the ball to the volleyball line.
That's what I was getting ready to say. They didn't get close to midcourt.
7 or 8 steps short of the center stripe. 10-second call is invoked, and Rushi gets it right back, leading 5-2. 5:25 to go here in the first quarter. Jackson Grogene on the floor. along with Benjamin York. York's got the ball outside the arc on the left. Doesn't hand off, then goes baseline, makes a reverse, and scores it. Clever by York. Coach Cantrell of Newton has seen enough. 7-2, good timeout by him. 3 minutes gone, first quarter. Raiders up 5 on scores.broadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
We've got 10 players in backcourt, 5 red, 5 white. Newton gets it inbounds, dribbling, timeline. It is handled on the play by Will Bowser, who's checked in. Bowser brings it up the floor, dishes behind him to Ty Schauer. Now on the arc to Quinn Peters, who finally gets a chance to touch it. Open lane for Bowser, who starts into the paint area. Rushi blocks the shot, deflects it, takes it away. Here come the Raiders up 7-2. 4:42 to go in the first quarter. Quinter ahead of the key. On the right to Braylon Cordonier. And he pumps up a triple and pours it right through dead center. Boy, you let Cordonier go. The big man will drop it in from distance.
He's got a beautiful form on his jump shot.
10-2 on the hoop by Cordonier. Overplay at midcourt by York. Steal by the Raiders. 3-on-2. Ball dealt from Quinter to teammate Madden. He scores an easy one. Deflection in backcourt again. Near steal by Rushi once more. Indians get it up. Frenetic pace. Rushi all over the floor. And it's taken away by Quinter. Quinter loops it down the floor to a teammate. Monin scores again. Wow, a second timeout by Coach Cantrell of Newton. 14-2, Rushi, half the first quarter in the books on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey-gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Rushi Raiders will steal you blind. They do it again after the timeout by Newton. Here's a driving layup missed in the lane by York. Quinter tips no good. And then it is pumped back up and in by Borchers, who got the board. 3 tries at it. Rushi scores after yet another steal. Rushi with about 5 or 6 takeaways, big handful of turnovers early on by Newton, which does get the ball to midcourt. No, not in time. 10-second violation, Indians.
9 turnovers now.
Woo! 3:23 left, opening quarter. You talk about a harassing defense, absolutely suffocating. Rushi fumbling Newton, 16-2, 3:23 left to go here in the first quarter of this game. We thought Rushi put a whipping on Tri-County North in the opening period the other night. This is going to match it, may exceed it. Here's Borchers outside the arc. He's got a little lane to the basket. He barrels to the hoop. A little backward spin shot off the board goes in, but it's wiped away. Offensive foul on Borchers.
I think that was a referee that's taken pity on Newton. The kid didn't even take it straight. He turned sideways.
3 minutes, 6 seconds to go here in the first period. 16-2 Raiders. Backcourt for Newton. It is Rhett Kofer in off the bench, 5'9 sophomore. This is a young Newton team at the ball handling positions. Burnett gets it. Now to Kofer, left wing. Left-handed jumper, bouncing around, no good. Long rebound, Rushi. York steps into the forecourt. Wow! 26-footer, Benjamin York.
With a hand in his face.
Yes, indeed. Well guarded, still drained it. 19-2, Rushi can do little wrong. 2.5 to go, first quarter. Midcourt, Quinn Peters for Newton. Here comes the double team. He steers his way down the right side of the floor, throws it to Wackler, head of the key. Now to Kofer at the foul line. Newton's got the ball 35 feet away from the basket. They are turned inside out right now in offense. Newton trying to set it up. Kofer, he's sandwiched 25 feet from the rim, does release the ball to Peters. Peters picked up by Monin. Peters fakes left, goes right. Hand off to Schauer, top of the circle. He gets inside the paint area. There's a sloppy shot with the left hand. A wild one, no good. Rebounded by Rushi. Down the floor to Monin, left corner, three ball. Good! Good! Uncanny start by the Raiders. Another timeout called by Newton. 1:41 to go, first quarter. 22-2, Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Oh, as soon as this game tonight got started, Rushi turned it into a torrid pace. And the Raiders are sizzling, red-hot shooting for Rushi, which is up 20. 1:41 to go, first quarter. Here's a double team in backcourt. Ball fed away up the left side of the court to Luke Cornett to Peters. And Peters dribbles it on the sideline. Rushi gets it back. Another miscue by the team in red, the Newton Indians. Rushi has ousted this Newton club several times in the past 15 to 20 years in sectional basketball play. Of course, last year in baseball, Newton had Rushi on the ropes in the seventh inning in a district game, and Rushi pulled it out, went on to a state championship contest. Steal inbounded by Newton, taken away easily by the Raiders. And then handed off on the play to Dominic Francis, who got the short bank shot. And here's Newton in backcourt falling to the ground. A player tripped down hard with Will Bowser, 5'9 sophomore. It will be an end of the floor possession for Newton. Let's see what the Raiders do here. We've got eight players in backcourt with 1:16 to go in the first. And Rushi up 24-2. It has been relentless pressure everywhere. Ball inbounded by Newton. Coach Cantrell up on his feet, wanted a foul. It wasn't called. Bowser, 70 feet from the basket, having difficulty, nearly double dribbled, and he's not going to get it to the timeline. So Coach Cantrell gets another timeout. 1:07 to go, first quarter, 24-2, Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come.
Securecom. Securecom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securecom.com. Securecom, your pros in protection.
Rushi Raiders lead 24-2. Newton inbounds in backcourt. Indians have already used three timeouts in the first less than 7 minutes. Haven't seen that before in a long time. Here's a dribble drive by Newton down the floor. They break pressure somewhat. Kofor on the run, throws it up badly. No good. Rebound of Rushi. Raiders fire a long heave into the left corner to York. And York is decked as he lets go a three. It might have been ruled after the shot.
Yeah, I erased these. And that was the correct call. It was after the shot, definitely.
47.6 to go first quarter, 24-2. Rushi Quinter will inbound. He's about 15 feet from midcourt. Sends it into Borchers. Borchers fakes right, goes left into the corner. Back out to Quinter. Opposite to York, 30 feet away. Near side to Borchers. Here's Cordonier roaming through the top of the circle. Now to York. They thought about dishing to Borchers in the back cut. Wasn't available. They restart it. 23 seconds to go, first period. Head coach Spencer Cordonier running offense, setting up a series of plays. A lot of motion, action. They'll try to get one good effort at the rim. This is a process. This is a key stretch here for Rushi because they're preparing for additional games down the road. Quinter missed a 15-footer. He got a follow-up bank shot to go in just before the buzzer. Easy does it for the Raiders. They can do no wrong. Well done on that last possession to end the first quarter and lead 26-2 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Only points in this game so far for Newton. A baseline jumper in the first couple of minutes by Austin Tippy. He does not start on a regular basis. Got the starting call here tonight. The 6'4 sophomore made about a 12-footer. Only goal recorded by Newton so far, which gets a takeaway on Rushi's first possession of the second quarter with the Raiders leading 26-2. You heard me right. Here is Newton's Peters between the circles, and the goal of Rushi has been to not let him get the ball. When he does, force him to give it up. Raiders have done a super job of that so far. Max Newhouse in the game in the post now for Newton. He catches it, tries to go up from 7 feet, has the shot blocked on the play, and then Rushi storms the other direction. Quinter streaks in from the right corner, blocking foul against Newton.
That was Kofor. He didn't get there quite in time. I know their fans didn't care for it, but I think it was a correct call.
Quinter baseline left to entry for Rushi. Lobs top of the circle to Jackson Grojean, who catches. Near side to Monin. Down the left side to Quinter. I'm sorry. Aiden Quinter. Hands off behind him to Felix Francis. Out of Grojean. 25 feet away, Cordonier guarded by Tippy. Out of Quinter at the foul stripe. Weave is on. Monin. Right flank. It goes on the play to the jump shooter. It is bumped up there shy of the mark by Monin. Off-balance rebound. Low in the left of Francis, no good. Long board on the arc to Grojean, and you can count it. Jackson Rogine, a trifecta. Well beyond the arc, he poured it through, and it's 29-2.
Two offensive rebounds there, and a tip out to Rogine for the three. That's impressive.
Here is Newton having trouble in backcourt. Ball fed up the left side, handled on the play by Wackler. Wackler goes in the new house, goes up once, twice, shot blocked, but a foul on Rushi, and Newton has a chance at the third point right here with 6:12 to go in the second quarter. Rushi leading 29-2.
Well, I tell you what, Cordagna got all ball on that one, but Francis got him low.
Free throw by Newhouse, skids off the rim to the right, no good. Newhouse had a strong fourth quarter in the previous win of the tournament by Newton over Emmanuel Christian. He dropped in 9 to help lead the Indians to that 8-point triumph. Second shot is in by Newhouse. Third point for the Indians, who trailed 29-3. 6:03 to go, second quarter. Ball walked over the timeline by Cordonier. Fakes right, goes left. Barges down the lane. No, it's Borchers all the way to the rack. Little teardrop right in front. Very easily done. Two more points for Rushi. Borchers notches the pair. Bumping foul in backcourt against Rushi. 31-3. Raiders with 28. Chuck, it's amazing how Rushi plays such good, thorough physical defense. And they don't foul very much.
They really don't. And they're just so well schooled in every facet of the game.
5:40 left in the second. 28-point lead already. Rushi. Quinn Peters gets a chance to handle the ball. He's got it on the arc. Straight away to Luke Cornett down the left side of the lane. Bodied by two players, can't shoot. Back out to Peters. Good switch off by Rushi. As Borchers picks up Peters. And now Cordonier's on Peters, who fakes left, goes right, scurries into the lane. Behind him to Cornett, can't shoot. At the elbow on the right, stretches out in the paint area, puts it up, blocked on the play by Rushi. Long lead out to Cordonier. Euro step in the paint area, foul against Newton, and is it in the act of shooting? 5:09 to go here in the second quarter, 31-3 Raiders.
And they called it on the floor. I thought he traveled, but hey, they're closer than I am.
Baseline right of the rim. Quinter will play it in for Rushi. Substitution for Newton, Ty Schauer, 5'9 senior, 6 points a game. On the floor in place of Brady Wackler. Still just one field goal for Newton. Oh, Rushi on the inbounds play. Peeling off a screen below the rim is Quinter. Wide open. Catches. Puts it through for two more. 33-3.
I still love that inbounds play. You throw it in and tip it right back to the inbounder. Nobody's guarding them.
4:50 left to go here in the second. Baseline drive on the play by Newton. It is put up by Kofer while motoring to the rim. Lobbed it toward the basket with the left hand, was tagged, and is at the stripe with two coming.
That was the third foul on Benjamin York.
4:50 left, second quarter, already a 30-point lead. Make it 29 on the free throw by Kofer. Still just one field goal in this game so far for Newton. That by Austin Tippy. Keep in mind, in the previous game, played by Rushi here at Troy. Raiders won it 82-15 over Tri-County North. That contest was 56-10 at the half. Both free throws good by Newton. Oh, here's good work in the paint area by the Rushi Raiders. Twisting, turning, and scoring right in front. Borchers once more.
Well, he's getting in the lane and just doing whatever he wants.
He's 6'2", as Vince plays like he's about 6'4". On the arc, it's Schauer, goes cross-court to Cornett for Newton. Long, high-arching three floating toward the rim. Shy of the mark, no good, but sitting on the floor is Cornett, fouled in the act of shooting the trifecta. And he's at the line with three coming. 4:20 left in the second quarter, 35-5 in favor of Rushi. Free throw by Cornett is good, and it's 35-6 for the 6 points for the Indians coming at the charity stripe. Second shot by Cornett of three. One bounce. Perfect. 35-7, Raiders. Newhouse checks out. Back in Austin Tippy for Newton. Again, he's got the only bucket. Jackson Grojean on the floor for Cordonia for the Raiders. Grojean, Monin, Quinter, Francis, Borchers. Second foul shot, Cornette, front rim, backboard, front rim, and off. Jerked off the glass by Quinter. Long lob down the floor to Francis. Francis, reverse layup below the iron, fouled on the shoulder. Ball hung on the iron, fell off. Clock stops, 4:13 left in the second. 35-7 Raiders.
Well, this is the guy, if you're the Raiders, this is who you want on the free throw line. He is their best percentage free throw shooter.
Chuck, that was a missed free throw by Newton. And Rushi got the ball down the floor in about 1.2 seconds for a layup. There was a foul. Francis trying to take advantage at the line. First shot good. Second shot is on the mark. 37-7 Rushi.
This is obvious. Newton has never seen anything quite like this, but no. Nobody that plays Rushi for the first time has.
Uh-oh, look out. Defensive backcourt by Rushi. Near steal again. It's on the deck. Scramble for it. Rule to jump. Arrow favors Newton. Boy, not only do the Raiders play excellent defense, scrapping all over the floor, half court, full court, deflection, steals, transition baskets. But I tell you what, after made field goals, missed free throws, missed shots from the floor, Rushi can zip it down the floor faster than anybody around.
You just can't rest. There's no rest when you play them.
Uh-uh. And in a second or two, this Rushi team can take it 84 feet and get a shot right at the rim. Here is a lot of dribbling by Newton, thrown in the arc to Cornette. He's available. Three-point try. Caromed off the rim in the backboard. Comes down to Rushi, head to Quinter. There goes Quinter down the lane. Oh, he muscled one to the rim. Newton defended him well.
Yeah.
Quinter was strong. Woo, 39-7. What a bust out by Quinter. 3:24 to go in the second quarter. Back to the basket, Cornette between the circles, still dribbling. Check the Grojean. Wackler on a pick. Here's Cornette with the ball. Don't remember him taking a shot, Chuck. He gets into the lane 10 feet from the rim, starts to go up, has his wrist yanked on by a Rushi player. Couple free throws by Cornette. 18.4 points per game on the year, and he has been stifled, shut out.
That was his first attempt, and the only reason he's in there is because the referees are starting to call this thing a little tighter than they need to in a 31-point game.
Free throw by Peters of Newton is good. He registers point number one on the day for him. Quinn Peters, second shot here. And it's 39-9 as he connects twice. First two for Peters. Again, he's averaging 18.4. He scored nearly 30 in a late season win over Botkins. And he's been handcuffed here tonight by Rushi's defense. Straight away on the arc is Grojean. Step back, three ball. Wow. What a marksman by Grojean. He is perfect with a three straight away, a long ranger, a skyscraper. And that's what I like a lot, Chuck, about what we've seen from the Raiders shooting the ball extremely well from the outside here in the tournament.
Well, they set a double screen at the foul line and let him come up through the middle and get the basketball. That was
right.
Impressive.
2:28 to go here in the second quarter. Rushi is in the lead 42-9. Newton with the basketball in the half court. Still dribbling. Down the right side goes Peters. Goes to Wackler, deep right corner. Intercepted pass. Taken away by Rushi. Borcher storms down the floor. Behind him to Cordonia. That lipped the rim and came out. Rebound volley balled around. Scrapping on the inside is Monin. Francis tips it to himself. Misses the banker. Francis up again, no good. Oh, what a shot. Stuck in with the Raiders. Fourth, fifth try. Woo! Monin gets it. Wow, you talk about an attack by Rushi on the glass. Dynamite right there, persistent. One try after another. They played volleyball off the backboard. And with a minute 54 to go here in the second quarter, it's 44-9 in favor of the Raiders. Monin at the stripe. He's one of the top two free throw shooters on the year for this Rushi team. He's at 70%. Francis over 80. Dip of the knees by Braden Monin. No good. Off the flange. Long rebound Monin, though. Left corner for Donyer. Slashes through the lane. Loops on the arc. Then a baseline pass by Rushi is intercepted by Newton. Minute 43 to go. Second quarter, 44-9 in favor of the Raiders. Peters at midcourt for Newton. Down the right side, it goes to Cornette. Checked on the arc by Quinter. Peters comes out to catch. High right, Wackler. Back to the basket. Down Newhouse, 30 feet away. The post player comes out to get it. Here's Peters. Passes up the 30-footer. Pick and roll with Newhouse. He's at the rim. Blew it. No good. Rebound of Arushi. 1:12 to go. First half. Quinter lobs down inside on the play to Dominic Francis, overshoots it, weak side rebound by Newton. Minute left in the half. Baseline drive, Cornette on the arc to Kofer. Kofer has his pass tip. Player sprawl for the loose ball on the hardwood, and Rushi scrapes it away. Backcourt comes Monin ahead to Cordonier. 46 ticks left in the second. And Rushi will do what the Raiders did at the end of the first quarter.
That last rebound down there by Newton was their first rebound of the game.
Whew. Unbelievable. Rushi has dominated every phase and dominated every phase in a big, big way. 20 seconds to go, first half. Rushi doing what it did at the end of the first, playing for one. And these are the kinds of situations in which the Raiders need to make good, especially in close games. Get that last hoop at the end of the period. Here's a drive by Quinter on the arc to Monin for three. It is off the back iron, no good. Rebound stuck up and made! Dominic Francis climbed the ladder. Dominic went up high. He crashed the board. What a play with a 6'5 junior. He got the two-pointer to end the second quarter. 46-9 Raiders at intermission on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
It is halftime on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. And tonight, the Rushi Raiders are dismantling Newton. 46-9, 37-point lead for the Raiders. We are in our halftime, which is brought to you by Schniffel Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Rushi led Tri-County North in the previous tourney game, 56-10 at the break. Eh, not quite as bad here tonight, but it's 46-9 almost. You know, you talk about a thorough whipping. Rushi thumping Newton in every single category in a big way, Chuck.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have a 20-1 rebounding advantage in the first half, 10-0 on the offensive boards. The Indians turned it 14 times. Rushi turned it 6. That's a little concern for if they want to have a concern. 7-9 for the free throw line for the Indians. That's where they only had one basket, but they did shoot free throws well. Rushi, on the other hand, they were 2 of 2 individual scoring. For Newton, they have four kids with two, with Quinn Peters, Luke Cornett, Rhett Kofer, and Austin Tippy, and then a free throw by Max Newhouse. They scored 2 and 7, 9 for the first half. Rushi led by Braden Monin with 11. Hayden Quinter has 9. They got 6 from Grojean, 6 from Borchers, 5 from Benjamin York. Let's see, am I missing anybody? 3 from Cordonier, 2 from Felix Francis, 4 from Dominic Francis off the bench. They scored 26 and 20, lead at 46-9 at the half, and we will be at a running clock to start the second half.
You know, Chuck, I've asked head coach Spencer Cordonier about that. I said, hey, you play so fast, you do turn it over every now and then, and coach Cordonier said, hey, we'll take 8 or 9 steals, 8 or 9 steals for every miscue. That pays off dividends.
Absolutely. Oh, I wouldn't change a thing in what they're doing right now. They are on a real roll.
46-9, Rushi in the lead here at halftime, which is brought to you by Schniffel Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schniffel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schniffel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schniffel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schniffel, the president of Schniffel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schniffel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schniffel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schniffel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schniffel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply realign all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for your yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigham.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Rushi Raiders 46, Newton 9, 90 seconds away from the start of our third quarter. Raiders defense has been magnificent, fueling the offense for a number of easy baskets and creating havoc for the ball handlers for Newton. The defense from Francis, Quinter, Monin, Borchers, Cordonier, York, and Rogine, excellent. They made one wise bridge defensive play after another in that first half. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, established back in 1986. At first, repaired broken pallets for one large customer. Nearly four decades later, that customer remains. Plus 200 more. How about that? An initial customer still on board. 200 additional businesses served by A&M Pallet in Rushi today. You see, we specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair pallets or skids to give them a second life. For our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. If you've got any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a call at 937-295-3093. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. So call 937-295-3093 and ask about seeking a position at A&M Pallet or message A&M on Facebook. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Early third quarter field goal goes to Newton.
That was Tippy. He's got both baskets for him.
Kind of amazing. Austin Tippy, two field goals for Newton, one near the start of the game and one here at the start of the second half. Here's a bad pass by Rushi. Newton comes down the floor. It is Wackler 30 feet away. Raiders lead 46-11. Baseline drive to Peters. Gets in too tight. White jerseys hover over him. He's got to give the ball up to a teammate, Tippy, who throws it out of bounds. Raiders possession leading 46-11. Continuous clock. It's a 35-point lead. Newton would have to trim it down to 29 in order for the continuous mercy rule clock to come off. Six and a half to go in the third. Good entry pass, right corner, Monin. down inside. It goes to Borchers, missed it, got it back, missed it again. Rebound Cornette of Newton. He glides to midcourt to Peters, left wing, long three. Overshot it, air ball. Weak side rebound Cordonier. Peters yet to get a field goal in this game. Quinter stops, elbow left, a jumper, good. Fine stop shot by Quinter of Rushi.
He's looking for some offense tonight. He doesn't always look to score, but he's got 11 now.
Yep, he shot the ball real well last few weeks. Here's Cornette down the right lane line for Newton. Tries to pitch it up on the go. It's hammered out of bounds by Rushi. Continuous clock, 5:48 remaining in the third, 48-11 in favor of the Raiders. Baseline right of the rim. Ball inbounded in the corner to Wackler. Wackler hands off to Peters. Peters on the arc to a teammate. Penetrating a shower. He almost left his feet. Drew contact. Foul called on Rushi. 48-11 Raiders. It is ruled to be in the act of shooting, and the clock continues to wind down. Nearly 3 minutes have elapsed already in the third quarter.
Well, Monin got himself up in the air, and he had one Lego draped over his shoulder, so they really had to make the call.
Shot, Matai Schauer is good. Two field goals, 8 free throws for Newton so far in this game. Schauer drops home. The first foul shot. Second charity throw off to the right. Rebound of Arushi. Taken down by York. Ahead to Grojean. 48-12 Raiders. Ball thrown to Quinter, left corner. He angles below the foul line. Back to the basket. Double teamed. Punched away by Newton, but a hooking foul against the Indians.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of bumping and stealing from behind, and the officials, that's one of the first ones they've called.
Once again, the winner of this game advances to a district championship in Boys D 4th UD Arena 1 week from tomorrow night in a time to be determined. The opponent would be a Ross sectional champ. Here's Cordonier in the post. Double team, triple team. Loose ball picked up by York, low on the right. He spins. Thought about going up for the shot, lifted his arms in the air, baited the official, and gets the two-shot foul. How about that?
I'm smiling.
pretty crafty.
Yeah, it was crafty.
Foul shots here for the Raiders. Up and good by York, 49-12. 3:36 left to go here in the third. Quinter checks out. Boy, this continuous clock has wiped out more than half of the third quarter already. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, where the production standard is extremely high. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers forever. Francis Manufacturing and Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com. York canned both free throws. Newton down to her left has the ball knocked out of bounds by Rushi.
Yeah, they caught a foul on Grojean. That's his first.
Wackler inbounds below the hoop. Fires on the arc to Tippy. Deals behind him to Rhett Kofer. Kofer to Cornette between the circles. Well, Cornette is dancing around away from the ball. Can't receive a pass. What a job Rushi has done on him. I said Cornette. I should have said Quinn Peters, leading scorer on the club, over 18 a game. He has been clamped on tonight by Rushi. Here's Cordonier down inside. Little half hook right in front, no good. Rebound by Cordonier is in. 52-12 Raiders. A minute 50 left in a very briskly played third quarter of this game. got to see some of Dominic Francis here tonight, Chuck. I think
that's the future for sure.
And that may be one of the first eight players, or I should say first three players, in off the bench moving forward here in the tournament. Steal by Rushi. Raiders take it away again. Rogin, forecourt left behind the arc, triggers, no good. Rebound for Donier, who skied in the lane for the board and stuck it in. Rushi, a half-minute timeout, 1:18 to go in the third, 54-12 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
And welcome back here to Troy. Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee. Hey, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area for a long time. Barker will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Newton ball with 34 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and Rushi up by 42 points. Midcourt, it's Peters. Boy, what a thorough job Rushi has done on him, averaging nearly 19 a game. Here's a three ball, deep right corner by Newton. No good, off the heel. Long rebound, Raiders down to York. Throws to a teammate, Monin, who sneaks in from the left corner, fouled in the act of shooting is Monin.
That should end the quarter.
Clock is running down, and Monin will shoot the fouls all by himself. Everybody heads to the benches. Running clock ends our third quarter of play. We'll return to update you on the score, 54-12 Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Hey, would you believe 15% off everything in the store at Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike? Well, that's what you've got. Century brand hand tools are always a bargain. Made in America, lifetime warranty. Now 15% off. Century brand hand tools at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Big savings on solid wood raised panel cabinets. 15% off everything at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Plus, beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about his Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, special pricing on professional service at your Pro Hardware store, where we make buying hardware easy. We start the fourth quarter with a continuous clock. Rushi Raiders get two free throws here from Felix Francis to open up play in the final stanza. First shot perfect, second one is true as well, and it's 57-12 in favor of Rushi. Raiders will advance on to a district championship game in boys D4 next Saturday night against a Ross sectional winner. Steal by Quinter at midcourt. He took it away, bolted the other direction, laid it up with the left. No good, foul against Newton. A game tonight at Pickwa. Haven't heard a score. Troy Christian playing Cedarville. Good contest. Fine matchup. Troy Christian, Cedarville tonight at Pickwa. Tomorrow night at Pickwa, it's the other bracket, sectional semifinal, or I should say district semifinal, featuring Jackson Center and Franklin Monroe. Tomorrow night here at Troy, a district semifinal. Botkins and Lehman Catholic will cover that game for you tomorrow night on the air at 5:20, as well as two girls district championship tilts here tomorrow, featuring Rushi Botkins game one and Fort Loramie Fayetteville Perry in game two. Missed free throw by Rushi. Hayden Quinter, though, charges into the lane after the missed foul shot, gets the rebound and scores.
He missed the free throw and got the rebound. That's impressive.
How about that? Somebody went to sleep in the paint area for Newton. 5:53 to go, fourth quarter, continuous clock, 60-12 in favor of Rushi. Rushi Raiders, Botkins Trojans girls, tomorrow morning, tip-off 10:30, on the air about 9:50 a.m. for that one. Chuck and Bryant will have the call. There's the first field goal of this game by Quinn Peters of Newton. And how many baskets for Newton total? Three?
Three, yep. Tippy had the other two before he scored there.
Here's Grojean from 28 feet for Rushi. Hits the front of the rim. Rebound comes down to Peters for Newton, which has been limited to three field goals the entire game. 60-14, Rushi. Just over five to play in the fourth. High left, it's Cornette, and head coach Cantrell gets a timeout. Raiders by 46 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Now Newton gets a basket as we come back to live action with 4:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Nice step through move by the Indians.
It was Tippy again.
He's got three buckets in this game for the team in red. And the hotshot guard on the year, Peters, has got the other field goal. Here's a long three, left corner by Rushi, short of the mark, no good. over-guarding foul on the rebound. Rushi starting to substitute very freely now. Zeb Schultze in the contest. He picked up the personal. Landon Plyman on the hardwood. Landon Monin in two. Plyman 6'2 junior. Monin 6'5 junior. Tell you what, Rushi will have a lot of size next year.
Yeah, oh yeah.
3:50 left in the fourth. 60-16 Rushi. 30 feet away with the ball. It is Schauer. He veers to the right of the floor. Goes baseline right. Fall away around the corner of the backboard. Long rebound Rushi. 3:30 left in the game. 60-16 Raiders. 30 feet away. It's Zeb Borchers, 6'3 junior. Borchers gives it up. Gets it back. He's at the elbow on the right. Top of the circle, Plyman. Ball thrown toward the post. Overplay by Newton and a steal. 3:14 to go in the fourth. Outlet to Schauer. Schauer in the left corner for Newton. Back on the arc to Will Bowser, a 5'9 sophomore. He circles the top of the key. Gives it to Cornett. He burrows into the lane. Double teamed. He's pushed. Ball out of bounds. Newton with 2:53 and counting. We're in the fourth, and it's 60-16 in favor of the Raiders. Hey, don't forget Goffney Furniture and Mattress, West Michigan and Sydney, always with big savings and around-the-clock sale, huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more at Goffney Furniture and Mattress. One bargain after another. Goffney is family-owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, on West Michigan in Sydney. Long shot missed by Newton. Rebound down to Rushi. Ball thrown deep left corner to Dominic Francis. Straight away handled by Cooper Unverfirth, 5'11 sophomore. 1:56 left in the game. 60-16 Raiders. Rushi here in the second half, Chuck, has scored how many points?
14.
Here's a long three, deep one, right corner. Good! Wow, nice shot. Good form. Excellent release by Unverfirth. Cooper poured it through, got his feet set, followed through nicely, and drilled it. Brief timeout for substitutions here with a minute 35 to go in the fourth, and the Raiders leading by a score of 63-16.
Not a lot of bright spots tonight for Newton, obviously, but I'll tell you what, 6'4 sophomore Austin Tippy has played a good game, and he is going to give them some basketball in the next 3 years.
Dribble drive down the lane, Cornett on the arc to Peters. Peters, a senior, graduates. Carson Tucker, little used, a senior. Schauer, also a 12th grader. Bryce Toney, 6'4 backup post player, the senior, and that's it. So a lot of young talent returns next year for the Newton Indians.
Well, this has been a good experience. Cornett's turned the ball over a bunch tonight. He's a sophomore that was out there trying to handle the ball against Rushi when they were playing their best defense. The kid's going to be okay. He's not going to let this get to him, I hope.
48 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Rushi on top, 63-16. Pass and catch on the arc by Newton. Here's a long step back three by Evanston Hemphill, the 5'9 sophomore, way short. Rebound Raiders, half minute to go. Continuous clock is on. Another three ball, Rushi, chucked up, missed. Rebound is off the backboard, rim no good. Caleb Unverfirth missed the three. He garnered the long board near midcourt, and Rushi holds it. That'll do it. Final 10 seconds tick away. Rushi 63, Newton 16. That'll wrap up the game here at Troy tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs,
Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Yep, a broken record here again tonight. Rushi Raiders could do no wrong, dismantling Newton from the start right out of the gate, forcing mistake after mistake, getting steal after steal. And Rushi thumps Newton again. The final score, Chuck, what was it?
63-16.
63-16, Rushi victorious after winning over Tri-County North in the previous tourney game by a score not quite by a more lopsided count than this one.
Yep.
Rushi could have won this game by another 10 or 15 more points, could have put 75 on the board, but Rushi took the foot off the gas pedal in the second half. Liked the way the Raiders shot the ball. Yes, you can expect a good, hard-nosed, hustling defense, play in, play out. But Rushi's continuing now, Chuck, here in the tournament, to shoot the ball pretty well, 12, 15 feet on out beyond the arc. And the foul shooting has gotten better over the last stretch of the season. Two very good signs. Well, you got to make jump shots when competition gets stiff in the tournament.
Absolutely. They had 7 threes tonight, and they were 8-10 from the free throw line. So those are to the, you know, yep, backing up what you were just saying about them.
Yep.
Unbelievable stat. Well, I don't know if I've ever seen this. 35-4 was the rebounding advantage. 17-0 on the offensive boards. Newton turned it 19 times. Rushi turned it 9. 8-10, like I said, for Rushi. Newton Indians also 8-10 from the free throw line. They were led by Austin Tippy with 6. He's going to be my Clancy's player of the game. Quinn Peters, I felt bad for him. The kid averaging 18 a game, only had 4, 1 basket. He'll be able to think back on his career and know that this was just one little blip. But he had a terrific career for Newton.
What did he get? 3 shots on the entire night?
At the most. They didn't probably get 15 shots for the night.
Right.
And then on the other side, a lot more scoring. They 14 from Quinter. I was impressed with Hayden tonight. He had a nice game. 12 from Monin. And then they got 7 from Cordonier, 7 from York, 6 from Grosjean, 4 from Francis, 4 from Dominic Francis, 3 from Cooper Underforth off the bench. They scored 63. And I'm going to go with Hayden Quinter as my player of the game for the Raiders.
Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. And nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, it's definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
And we welcome you back here to Troy. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We're joined by Brad Francis, assistant head coach, Rushi Raiders, to Spencer Cordonier. What a win tonight by Rushi, 63-16, to advance on to a district championship game. Brad, you could do no wrong. Relentless defense once again. Newton was just blindsided that first half, and every which way the Indians turned, you had a player ready to take the ball away, and you converted more often than not. Once more, defense fueling offense for your club.
I can't say enough about the kids. They went out and executed and exceeded our expectations. They had our full and undivided attention. I just told Chuck they beat Botkins, and I texted. There are several people texting me today, and I said they have our full and undivided attention, and that might be a really, really good thing for us. And like I said, our kids just went out and executed.
Yeah, this club, Newton, with 15 wins coming in, had beaten Botkins late in the year, 62-60 at Newton. And you were ready for them. Quinn Peters, nearly 19 points a game, outstanding three-point shooter. Bumped to nearly 30 against Botkins. We think he got three shots. He made one field goal in the fourth quarter. That was it. You didn't let him get the ball. When he got it, you forced him to give it up. Way to go.
Yeah, thank you. We like to hang our hat on our defense, and more often than not, it's paid off for us this year. And what can I say? They were locked in tonight. Our kids were locked in defensively and rebounding. Somebody just told me the rebounding advantage was something to 4, 35-4, something like that. If it was even remotely close like that, what a fantastic job our kids did.
Hey, we love the way your club is shooting the ball, jump shots, 10, 15-footers, three-pointers. free throw shooting better and better, getting stronger there at the stripe. Chuck remarked at the end of the fourth quarter, three-point shots, foul shots. Boy, in the tournament, when you play stiff competition, you've got to be able to make outside jumpers.
It became our focus. We were 8-0, and we looked at our shooting charts. And outside of Jackson Grogin, to be bluntly honest, we weren't very good. And it became a focus of ours during each and every practice. It started with the coaches. We took a lot of the responsibility.
Right.
And we've shot better since then. And hopefully, knock on wood, we're gelling at the right time. But, yeah, so.
And, man, oh, man, the rebounding, unbelievable. Vince Borchers is doing every single thing imaginable for you. He plays out front at guard, but before you know it, he's inside getting stick backs. He's running the court, deflection, steals.
I think he's our third leading rebounder. I really do.
Yeah,
so.
Yep, there you go. That makes my point right there.
I'm going to turn you over to Spencer.
Hey, okay.
Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate your coverage.
Thank you so much. Spencer Cordonier, head coach, has joined us. And assistant head coach Brad Francis tells Spencer, 35-4 rebounding edge. Has that been a focus here late in the season?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things we put on the board before every game is rebound, control the boards. And, you know, Felix leads the way with that. And you know, even before the game tonight, I told him, I said, look, we've got 46 rebounds the other night on Tuesday. Now, can we get 35 against a good team?
Right.
You know, there's a difference there. So, and actually that is the number that I told him was 35 before the game. So, you know, kudos to those kids. It's just a unique group, Jack, as you know.
Three-point shooting, Spencer, shots behind the arc with hands in the face. Hey, they're going down. You're making those. And sooner or later here in the tournament against a good opposition, you'll have to make outside jump shots. And you are on target right now at a crucial stage in the season.
Yeah. You know, we get up probably in a 25-minute stretch of practice almost every day. We get up 12 to 1,300 shots with the two guns and the things that the individual ball skill stuff that we do. And you know, it seems pretty routine. You know, there's no hand in your face or anything like that. But, you know, you also got to see the ball go through the hoop. And, you know, they've seen it go through the hoop a lot this year. We've got some kids shooting it very, very well. Some kids have struggled that haven't struggled in the past. So, you know, we want to go inside out, and when we move the basketball, we're just they're just a tough matchup.
Talking with Spencer Cordonier, head coach of the Rushi Raiders, chatted just a few minutes ago with Brad Francis, Spencer's assistant. Rushi victorious tonight, 63-16 over Newton. I'd like to talk to you briefly about your substitution patterns. I know you've got a great situation. You've got numerous fine players to go to, but it seems like whenever you call on Grogin and York a few minutes into the game, my goodness gracious, they respond next possession with a steal or points or something that's quite remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, those kids aren't dummies. They know that they could be playing a lot of minutes or, you know, starting. And Benjamin could start on a lot of different teams around our area. And so could Jax. I mean, you know, they're just like secondary starters. I mean, they really are. 2 minutes into the game, it doesn't matter. Brad knows that at the 6-minute mark, these two are going in and we go.
And Dominic Francis, your third man in off the bench here tonight.
Yeah, we're trying to get him and Zeb Schulze a little bit more time here late. And, you know, we've been fortunate enough in these last, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 games that we've played to get them some minutes.
Yep.
Even if it's, you know, at the end of a quarter in some big games, you know, Dom and Zeb both got into the Bodkins game there in the first half. And so, you know, it's all about, you know, preparing them for, who knows, we might need them. And
yep,
we might need them to play some significant minutes next week or 2 weeks from now, however far.
Now you've got 8 days off before you play again a week from tomorrow. against a Ross sectional champ. Do you know the route numbers, the turns you've got to make to get down to Ross?
Yeah, straight down I-75.
And then it's off to the right, to the west somewhere.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet. Brad went this week and watched. He didn't stay very long, but he went and watched, you know, one of the opponents. And, you know, we'll get down there tomorrow and watch both games and then come back on Tuesday. We're going to give our kids a much-needed couple days off, and we'll come back in and practice on Monday, probably just shoot on Tuesday, and then we'll put our game plan together, and we'll be ready to go for Saturday.
Spencer Cordon, your head coach of the Rushi Raiders, who are now 24-1. Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for your coverage, guys.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week, probably, I assume, right?
Oh, sure. Saturday at the UD Arena, 1 week from tomorrow.
All right.
Right now, that game time is late. It tentatively set for the last game of three, but that could get shuffled. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? So, thanks a lot for your coverage, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, indeed. Spencer Cordonier, he runs the show for Rushi. Victorious tonight, Raiders 63, Newton 16. And it was that bad and then some.
Absolutely.
What a game.
Did
hardly anything wrong, couple, three turnovers at the outset. But you'll take those because more often than not, a Rushi turnover is offset by 9 or 10 steals
by
the Raiders. We've got three games for you tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com. 10:30 tip, Rushi Bodkins girls, and we're on the air about 10 minutes till 10 tomorrow morning. Bryant Billing, Chuck McBee. 12:30 tip, Fort Loramie Fayetteville Perry, another girls D4 district championship on the air at about 11:50. Then tomorrow night tip off at 6. Bodkins Lehman D4 boys here at Troy. Airtime tomorrow night about 5:20. That's our upcoming schedule. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for future games. Looking down the road, action coming up as early as Wednesday next week. We might cover D4 girls up at the Northwest Regional in Elida. The Southwest Girls Regional in D4 takes place next Thursday. So we might get you bonus coverage on Wednesday night next week. Thanks so much to our online listeners. Thanks to Wisebridge Wealth Management, a new underwriting sponsor in the fall here on scoresbroadcast.com. A number of Wisebridge plays here tonight. Dominic Francis, what did he get, Chuck? An instant two baskets off the bench?
Yeah, he came out and got him two and three or four rebounds. The kid's just an athlete, and they don't need him really to score.
Right.
They need him to do what he did tonight, and they're going to be better with that kid as he gets better.
Exactly. Let's pay a quick Wisebridge tribute to Dominic. He made some fine plays as a sub. A good performance by him off the bench. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, thanks so much to our online listeners. Be with us tomorrow for a trio of games beginning at 9:50 in the morning. You heard me right. 10 till 10. Tip off 10:30. Rushi Bodkins girls. Rushi beat Bodkins twice in the regular season. I think both games by around a dozen points. But this Bodkins girls team has played terrific defense down the stretch of the regular season. And here in the tournament, beat Anna twice and then knocked off Jackson Center in a sectional final at Versailles. Rushi Bodkins girls start off the day 10:30 tomorrow morning.
That'll be a fun one, and I know I'll be up because my dog at 7 o'clock will be staring in my face saying, get up and feed me, fat boy.
Thanks to the online listeners. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Gratitude once again to Brad Francis, assistant head coach at Rushi. and to Spencer Cordonier, head coach for the Raiders, for joining us in our post game. Dave Palmer, AD here at Troy, rolled out the red carpet. Thanks to Dave. For the online listeners, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Troy. Rushi Raiders easily down Newton. Final tally 63-16.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.